welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 26th comes from Numbers 3. Not all Levites were priests. A priest had to be a male descendant of Aaron, who was a Kohathite. So the lineage of the priests goes like this, as we read in Exodus 6, verses 16 through 25. Levi had a son named Kohath, who had a son named Amram, whose son was Aaron, and then the sons of Aaron were the priests. So none of the Merarites or Gershonites were priests, and only some of the Kohathites were priests. But even if they weren't all priests, the three clans within the tribe of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, are given by Yahweh special work assignments not shared by any other tribe within Israel. When the nation of Israel moved to a different campsite, Yahweh gave the Gershonites the privilege of moving the fabric of the tabernacle, the coverings, screens, hangings, and cords, in Numbers 3, verses 21 through 26. Then he gave the Kohathites responsibility for the holy furniture within the tabernacle, including the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, and the vessels, in Numbers 3, verses 27 through 32. Finally, Yahweh entrusted the Merarites with the tabernacle's infrastructure, such as the bars, pillars, bases, pegs, and cords, in Numbers 3, verses 33 through 37. These unique work assignments were privileges, but they were also holy responsibilities. In Numbers 3, we find the first two uses in Numbers of the word for bring near, the Hebrew word karav. This word had occurred 91 times in the book of Leviticus, usually to describe the bringing near of a sacrificial offering before Yahweh, which is exactly how the word is used in Numbers 3, verse 4, where we read, Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered, or literally brought near, karav, strange fire, the word there is zara, before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. This reference takes us back to the story in Leviticus 10, when Yahweh struck down two of the priestly sons of Aaron who had brought something strange near to Yahweh. To bring something near to Yahweh is a sacred, holy act. In fact, the other use of the word karav in Numbers 3 describes the special place of privilege for the whole tribe of Levi. In Numbers 3, verse 6, we read this, bring the tribe of Levi near, karav, and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. But to bring something near that was strange, that is, zara, that means foreign or unauthorized, was egregious. The same Hebrew root word for strange is used to describe the outsider who must be put to death in Numbers 3, verse 10. If any outsider, zur, comes near to the tabernacle, he shall be put to death. Just as Yahweh had struck down Nadab and Abihu for offering strange fire before him, he now charges the Levites as his guards with striking down any outsider who attempted to breach God's tabernacle. In this light, we see a glorious irony within the gospel. At the cross, Yahweh treated his perfect, spotlessly righteous son as the ultimate stranger, striking him down with the fullness of his furious wrath against our sin, so that we could be brought near, not as strangers, but as God's children. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? You can leave a review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.